Dad, are any of these movies good?
Worst episode ever.
I see a lot of films. I love all of them.
Your job is to rate movies on a scale from good to excellent.
Hated it.
Friday movie time, and you got to figure the studios, when they're doing horror releases, look at the calendar to figure out when the Friday the 13th are. Joining us, of course, Kristen Meinzer, Takeaway Culture Producer and co-host of the Movie Date Podcast. Kristen, feeling a little scary this morning?
Scared. Yeah. I'm terrified.
Rafer Guzman joining us by Skype, movie critic for Newsday and also co-host of the Movie Date Podcast. Rafer, welcome to the program.
Hi, John.
So, I mean, what a great weekend for a horror movie release, Friday the 13th. And it's not a Friday the 13th remake. We got a trivia question on the question of how many Friday the 13ths, including the remake, have actually been made. Any idea?
Oh, that's tough.
You don't have to answer now.
Okay.
You don't have to answer now. Rafer, you put that on your thinking cap there, bud?
Will do.
Okay. Let's begin with the horror release, Cabin in the Woods. Rafer, tell me about this.
So this is, I guess I'd call it a horror comedy.
Oops, and speaking of comedy, there we go. Pick it up, Kristen.
He might have just gotten slashed there.
There we go.
This is, you know, the old, you're in the woods, you're teenagers, you're having sex, you're getting slashed, or
yes,
so it seems.
Let's continue.
But there is actually a lot more to this than what it appears to be on the surface. It's a Joss Whedon written script and directed by the people who also directed Lost on TV.
Let's hear a clip.
We got to play it safe. No matter what happens, we have to stay together. This isn't right. We should split up. We can cover more ground that way.
Yeah, good idea.
Really?
This is part horror, part send-up, right?
Yeah, and it's very self-knowing, and it walks a really fine line between scary and funny. And I don't want to give it all away, but it's not at all what it looks like on the surface. It's a very smart movie.
Speaking of not at all what it looks like, the triumvirate of comedy themselves is being showcased this weekend. The Three Stooges, brought to us by the
Farrelly Brothers.
Wow.
Who I actually really like a lot. I'm a big Farrelly Brothers fan. I like their gross-out humor. I like how dude-like they can be, but I...
Well, let's listen to a clip. I can hear it coming out. Let's listen to a clip.
What are you grubworms doing?
Getting seconds on lobster.
Seconds? Mm-hmm. I thought lobster upset your stomach.
I dipped it in Pesto Bismol.
Oh, you like dipping, eh?
Yeah. Come here.
Why
I oughta... Rafer, what do you think?
The Three Stooges? Well, you know, I love The Three Stooges. I actually didn't see this release. I'm very disappointed not to have seen it, so I'm depending on Kristen for this one.
Rafer, you would have loved it. If you're a man, if you're a child, if you're a man who acts like a child, you're probably going to love this. The whole audience was roaring with laughter. I thought it was torturous. One of the worst movies I've ever seen.
All right. Rafer, give us a clue on Lockout.
Oh, Lockout. Let me just tell you, I have very low standards for action films. It doesn't take much to please me, but this film really failed to meet even those standards. It's a space prison drama, basically a run-of-the-mill crime flick set in space. Very unimaginative, very dull. I was very disappointed in that.
Let me just say the premise. A man who's been wrongly accused of a crime against the U.S. is offered his freedom if he can rescue the president's daughter from outer space. Any more outlandish than the number of Friday the 13th movies that have actually been made? Any guesses?
I'm going to say 13.
13? Rafer?
I'm going to go a little lower and say 9.
And the answer is 12.
Oh!
Thanks, guys. Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer, the Movie Date Podcast.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.